Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Jean Swanson, the Outreach Family Caseworker for Social Services Department at the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Jean, thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to have you here. We're here to talk about a few things, one of which I'm very excited about. We'll get to it later on in our time together. It's all exciting things, though, events coming up into this fall. Which is a great time for events to be happening as we kind of turn the page from summer into fall, letting go of a little bit of the work that many people do and turning back to our school and routines. And you've got an event coming up that really celebrates that and celebrates the fall equinox. So it's called Back to School Fall Equinox Community Family Dance Party. Tell us, when is this?
Let's see. That is coming up on Friday, August 29th. And it's going to be at Harrigan Centennial Hall in the main auditorium from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And it's open to the community at no cost, and all families are welcome.
And there's no registration required for this one either, so just show up at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely. And so that's coming up right at the end of this month, Friday, August 29th. And I guess I'm curious, like, how this event came to be. Tell us a little bit about this, the story of how this is happening.
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, we started celebrating our equinox and solstice events outdoors. And of course, Sitka weather doesn't always cooperate. And so our equinox was dark and dreary with little show. And so we decided to utilize the Child Care Development Fund grant monies that we have to put toward back to school for our children and for their families and elders. And one of the strategic plan goals for STA is to incorporate all tribal citizens where they can enjoy enhanced well-being. And that's through providing activities and services like these.
So instead of meeting outside for probably a very dark and rainy celebration of the fall equinox, you decided, let's take it inside, get people, keep people dry, let it be a little more friendly for maybe elderly folks and kiddos, a little bit more light.
Yes.
And dry. Yeah, a little more protected.
Yeah.
Great. And so what can people expect at this event?
Well, we're very excited to have DJ Mike Schenk from the Meathead Logic. He's going to be DJing for us. We'll be providing healthy snacks and just come and enjoy the music and dance and socialization.
Okay, lovely. And this event is actually open to the entire community of Sitka, not just tribal citizens. So anyone can come out to this, their whole family, and it's free. Just show up.
Yes, all ages.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, lovely. Well, if you have questions about this event, Jean, you are the person to contact. So how can people get a hold of you?
They can call me at the office at 747-3968. Or email me at jean.swanson, and that's jean.swanson@sitkatribe-nsn.gov.
Great. And then I guess there are a couple of other ways people can get information about this event and other things happening with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and that's Facebook. You have a page there that people can follow if they just look up Sitka Tribe of Alaska.
Yes.
And then also you have a calendar of events, and we were actually checking it out before we came on the air. It's very convenient and easy to get onto. I accessed it from my phone. Just go to sitkatribe.org. And then there's an option to click on the calendar of events.
Yes.
Great. So lots of ways to get more information and about this upcoming event, but also other things happening through the rest of this summer and into the fall. And I want to spend a little bit of time talking about that. We've got at least one more intergenerational kayaking event. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska has that happening on August 24th. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so my coworker Anna Schumacher is spearheading that, and so they can contact her directly to find out more information or to go. There's a registration link that people can go to see if there's still seats available for that.
That one you do need to register for.
Yes.
Great. Let's see, there's also Zumba happening on Wednesdays, and that's happening, it looks like, into the fall.
Yes.
Potentially into the winter.
Yes, and that's, again, Anna Schumacher.
Okay.
Who's heading that up.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Well, now I want to dive into something that you can talk a lot more about. You are a yoga teacher, and you offer yoga, well, once a week through Yoga Union, and how many times a week through that other app that you are on?
Yeah, so once a week through Yoga Union, and right now it's on Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. at Yoga Union. And then I also offer a hybrid or online and in person for Native Strength Revolution. So that's an app that you can download on your phone. All the classes are free, and you can also donate to the cause. They're actually the ones that I went and received my certification through. They're amazing people. We've got amazing instructors that sign up on there. So if you just download the app, put in your profile information, set the time zone to your time, and then you can pick any from any teachers, including me. I'm on there every Sunday, Alaska time, from noon to one.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah.
At Yoga Union here in Sitka, you go to the studio, and this is a class that's open to anyone, but there's something really special for tribal citizens, which is you can go to the, if you're a tribal citizen, you can go to the class for free.
Yes.
Okay, so any yogi out there can go to Yoga Union, use their punch card, pay for the class on Mondays. That would be the class you're offering, which is energetic yoga. Mm-hmm. But if you're a tribal citizen, just show up. You can sign in and take the class without any cost.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the class itself, if people are curious and want to maybe come out.
What I like to offer is just doing a really nice warm-up. When we first start, some breath work and getting our bodies warmed up, getting all of our joints lubricated, and then going through a couple of really nice flows. And then probably some, I try to stay with my routine. And so we like to do balance poses and then come back down to the mat, do our cool down. I occasionally offer yoga nidra, which is our meditation time. Or just laying in Shavasana. And what I love about how I learned to teach yoga is that everything that we offer is by invitation. And so there's no obligation to do all of the movements, all of the postures, all of the poses. Is just being there and being present, whether that's through breath work for yourself, laying in Shavasana the whole time, just the practices for the individual that wants to join.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. And I am curious, what kind of yoga practitioner does one need to be to come to your class? Do you need to have a little bit of background, or can you have never done it before?
Oh, you could have never done it before. Yeah. Yeah. We love to incorporate beginners level as well. And again, because everything is by invitation, if there's something, we just encourage you to try it. Try it for today.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Let's see. You also have another coworker, actually, perhaps your boss at Social Services Department, yeah. Also teaches
yes.
yoga, and that's Melanie Board.
Yes.
And she teaches. Tell me a little bit about what she teaches and where. I know she's at Yoga Union. Is she also at the Native Strength Revolution?
She was at one time.
Okay.
Yes. But she is strictly right now doing Yoga Union, and currently her class is called Summer Dream. And that's a combination. So Melanie has taken multiple certifications and just building her repertoire. Right now, what she's offering is some light yoga, and then breath work, a mini breath work session, and then some sound bathing with the new tools that she's bringing in. So it's absolutely beautiful. I've done it a couple times. I absolutely love it. Puts me in heaven.
Right? Is it like the sound bowls?
The sound bowls.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, chimes, drums.
Oh, beautiful.
Come find out. It's just amazing.
Great yes. idea. Good idea. We should all come out to the class. That's on... Her class is offered on Thursdays, and that is from...
6 to 7.
6 to 7, mm-hmm. And yours is Mondays.
Also
6 to 7.
Yes.
Yeah, great. And typically, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska has one other teacher. Jade is also a certified teacher who offers classes through Yoga Union. She's currently taking a small break because I believe she just had a baby.
Yes.
But people can look for her to be back on the schedule, perhaps in the winter at some point.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for her. And these things are listed on the sitkatribe.org, the calendar of events, so you can check there. And if the classes are offered through Yoga Union, you can also look at Yoga Union. There's an online page for them as well, and they have a calendar that you can check there too.
Yes.
So plenty going on and plenty of ways for Sitka tribal citizens to be involved, as well as the community at large. Sounds great to me.
Yes.
Let's see. Are we missing anything? I think we chatted just a little bit about the idea is that the Sitka Tribe of Alaska celebrates the solstice and the equinox. So The fall equinox is the next big event, but don't forget that beyond that will be the winter solstice. Keep your ears open, eyes peeled.
Yep.
For an event that will be happening in December.
Yes.
Okay. And then for our listeners, could you just share your contact information one more time so they can reach out to you if they have questions?
Sure. 747-3968 or email at I can't even spell my own name. Let me start over. Okay. jen.swanson@sitkatribe-nsn.gov.
Perfect. Great. Well, I've been speaking with Jean Swanson. She is the Outreach Family Caseworker for the Social Services Department at Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Jean, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.